here comes a mailman walking down the street. Listen to the rhythm of his two mailman feet. Does he have a letter for you and me? Let's check our mailbox. I can't wait to see. Do you have a letter?
Do you have a letter?
Do you have a letter?
Do you have a letter
for us? Could there be a postcard or a souvenir? A mailbox is magic. What will appear? We sent out cookies with photos too, and a drawing of flowers signed "We love you."
Do you have a letter?
Do you have a letter?
Do you have a letter?
Do you have a letter
for us?
Do you have a letter?
Do you have a letter?
Do you have a letter?
Do you have a letter
for us? With kisses and hugs, X's and O's from the people we love. Ba-do-ba-da-ba-dee-da, la-ba-da-ba-dee, do-ba-da-ba-dee-da. I can't wait to see.
Do you have a letter?
Do you have a letter?
Do you have a letter?
Do you have a letter
for us?
A boom 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 boom. Say hello. They're taking good care of us, you know. Wow, thanks for the package, Mr. Mailman. See you tomorrow. I'll be listening for the rhythm of your two mailman feet. Going boom, 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 a boom, boom.
Mr. Mailman is Steve Pallara and his Cool Beans Band. You're listening to the Children's Hour. With us on the show today is Mr. Ken Fajardo. He's the president of the American Postal Workers Union Local 380, based here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the kids have a lot more questions. Yeah, Lucy.
How many houses do you visit in a day?
Throughout the country, every single house in the United States of America, including Alaska, Hawaii. So we're talking hundreds of millions of households a day.
Wow, that's really impressive. And you go places that cars can't even get to. It's kind of my dream job to be a postal carrier who rides a horse. And I know that's a real thing.
They deliver by horse. They deliver by boat. There's mail that's delivered by airplane. These very remote areas of Alaska, they put it on trains, jets, whatever it takes to get the mail to you guys.
What's it like to work in the Postal Service? What's the best and, I guess, worst part of the job?
Well, it's a great job. You know, I've been with the post office 36 years, and there's a reason for that. Of course, the pay and the benefits are very good. A lot of it is because we're unionized. But at the same time, it's very gratifying work. You know, we deliver an essential service, but being that postal workers are essential, we've been out there each and every single day, just processing the mail and delivering the mail. To me, that is very gratifying to do our part to help the American public. The worst part of it, throughout the pandemic, of course, we're on the front lines. You know, whether you're a carrier, a window clerk, we're out there. But the postal workers, they rise to the occasion and they get the job done. And at times, it is a high-stress job because there is a lot of demands placed on postal workers, depending on the volume of mail during Christmas time. But nevertheless, we always rise to the occasion and get the job done, and we're happy to do it.
We've been speaking with Ken Fajardo. He's the president of the American Postal Workers Union Local 380 here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mr. Fajardo, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the Children's Hour today. We have learned a lot from you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Could have had a bird or I could have had a cat. It would have gone tweet or pitty pitty pat. But I got this dog, and what does he do? He woofs, woofs, woofs at me and you. But don't eat the mailman doggy. He brings us our daily news. Don't eat the mailman doggy. Just stick to bones and shoes.
Hey, lady, can I pet your dog? Oh, what a nice doggy.
Well, I feed him treats and I feed him kibble, but all he wants to do is drool and dribble. He waits all day for what he loves most, the guy in the suit that delivers the post. But don't eat the mailman doggy. He brings us our daily news. Don't eat the mailman doggy. Just stick to bones and shoes.
Hey, Lee, your dog is freaking me out.
Well, what can I say? I love him a lot. He really is the best friend I got. But please take care if you wear blue, 'cause he might think that you're the mailman too. But don't eat the mailman doggy. He brings us our daily news. Don't eat the mailman doggy. Just stick to treats with liver and beef and bacon and bones and shoes.
I got a letter this morning. Oh, yeah. I got a letter this morning. Oh, yeah. Who wrote a letter this morning? Oh, yeah. I wrote a letter this morning. Oh, yes. I mailed a letter this morning. Oh, yeah. I mailed a letter this morning. Oh, yes. Who brought a letter this morning? Oh, yes. Who brought a letter this morning? Oh, yes. I got a letter this morning. Oh, yes. I got a letter this morning. Oh, yes.
That was Peggy Seeger from a CD called American Folk Songs for Children with I Got a Letter This Morning. Before that, you heard Here Comes Trouble from their CD Goo on My Shoe. Don't eat the mailman, doggy. We're learning about the post office today, but we're also thinking about a lot of other things, too, like puzzles, because puzzles are fun. Our guest is Rhea Joshi. She is a 15-year-old puzzle maker from Chicago. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Rhea.
Hi. It's nice to meet you all. So my name is Rhea. Like she said, I'm from Chicago, so I love puzzles and games. Today I was thinking I can share some puzzles with you guys and we can all solve them together.
I think we're ready to be puzzled.
And listeners at home, you can play too.
Okay, so this is actually matching. So these are common Latin phrases. So I'll read out the Latin phrase and then you guys have to try and guess either what it means or the literal meaning. Either one works. And I'll also give you guys some hints too about words that come from these Latin words. So the first one is et cetera. And it's commonly used, you know, in English, you put ETC. Do you guys know what it actually means in Latin?
To go on?
Yeah, so it literally means and more, because et means and cetera means more. So nice job. The next one is also pretty commonly used when you talk about colleges. So this one is called alma mater. And people refer to their colleges that they graduated from as their alma mater. Can you guys think about what it means?
Their final teachings?
That's a really, really good guess. Any other guesses?
Anyone? Alma mater. Ooh, you've stumped the children's hour.
Maybe I'll give you another hint. So mater, it's M-A-T-E-R, and it does have a lot of common derivatives and things like that. So like a matriarch. Maybe you guys know what a matriarch is?
Like a mother?
The mother of all schools.
That actually makes a lot of sense, and that's personally what I think it should mean. But alma actually means nourishing, so alma mater actually translates to nourishing mother, because I guess a college is kind of like a home, and it's like a very nurturing environment where you learn at. So that's what I thought was pretty interesting, because I knew an alma mater was something you would call a college, but I didn't know it actually had to do with a mother. That's what I thought was pretty interesting. So have you guys ever seen the abbreviation IE used in writing?
Yeah. I have seen that before.
Yes? Okay. So IE actually stands for id est, and that's in Latin. So what do you think you would use IE for when you write?
Stop.
Maybe like also known as or something, or like it is like.
Yes, definitely.
In other words?
Yes, that is what it means. You guys got this one 100%. So id est translates exactly to that is. And so actually people normally confuse IE with EG, and people normally translate between like EG and EX. So for example, if you're writing a sentence and then you want to give an example of something, do you ever write EX and then your example?
Yeah.
In Latin, we do very similar. So we put EG, so E dot G dot. EG stands for exempli gratia. Can you guys think of a word? So the word is exempli. What do you think that kind of translates to?
An example.
For example?
Yeah, for example. So exempli gratia literally means for the sake of example. So exempli gratia, so EG is actually used to provide an example, whereas id est or IE is actually another way to rephrase what you're saying, which I also thought was pretty interesting. But you guys got that. That was awesome.
Isn't IE another thing is to clarify?
Yeah, exactly. It's another way to clarify or rephrase what you're saying. Yes. Let's give one more. So this is actually part of the motto, and it's a pluribus unum. So it's E space pluribus space unum.
And that's on the dollar bill.
Yes, exactly. So the dollar bill actually has Latin phrases, and you'll find Latin phrases, even like with college mottos, they have a ton of Latin used in them. And it's really fun for me to nerd out about. Every time I see something in Latin, I always have to stop and see, okay, what does this mean? The three words are a pluribus unum.
Together we're united?
Yes, that's actually very close. So I saw where you went. You went unum meant united. That's a really good answer. But in this sense, it actually means one, because the word for one is unus. And I know that's very similar in Spanish. The word for one is uno. So unum means one. And then pluribus, you get the word plural from this word pluribus. And does anyone maybe want to take a guess at what it means?
We are all one.
Yeah, that sounds really good, except so pluribus means many. So you know how plural, there's multiple.
One, for example, many one.
Very close. Yeah, so actually that's where the last word comes in. The last word is one letter. It's just an E. And E actually, so it's E or X, depending on like next word. So it's kind of like A or an. That's how it is in Latin. And the letter E actually means out of. So there actually is a comma. So it means out of many, one.
Wait, that's the answer? Out of many, one.
Yes, that is what it directly translates to. I know it sounds a little weird, especially when I first saw that. But I think it kind of makes sense. Like you're out of all of the different things out there, you're the one.
Rhea Joshi out of Chicago, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Yeah, it was really great to be here. Thank you.
You can learn a lot more about Rhea, including seeing her puzzle books and more, at her website, wordywhat.org. That's wordywhat.org. We've got more Latin coming up on the Children's Hour, specifically the Latin word for stamp collecting. You're learning about the post office today on the Children's Hour, but first, this is Weird Al.
show the world you're no clown.
Everybody, what's up?
Say you got an IT, followed by apostrophe. Yes, now what does that mean?
You would not use this in this case.
As a possessive,
oh, no, no.
It's a contraction. What's a contraction?
Well, it's the shortening of a word or group of words by omission of a single letter.
Okay, now here's some notes. Syntax, you're always dangling. No X in espresso. Your participles dangling. But I don't want your drama. If you really want, leave out that Oxford comma. Just keep in mind that these
are you. Are words not letters? Get it together.
Hey,
spell checker.
You should never
write words using numbers.
Hey, hey.
Unless you're seven.
Yeah, hey.
Or your name is Prince.
I hate
these
up.
Word crimes.
I love going to the post office. I like all the people that you see. The lady at the counter always has a smile for me. I love going to the post office. I like chucking the mailbox. Daddy holds me up and I get to turn the key. I love watching the mail trucks roll down the street. Sometimes they bring a package to me. Maybe it's a gift from my grandma and grandpa. Wouldn't that be great? Love going to the post office. I like all the people that you see. The lady at the counter always has a smile for me. I love going to the post office. I like checking the mailbox. Daddy holds me up and I get to turn the key. I love watching the mailman walk down the street. Sometimes he brings a letter to me. Maybe it's an invitation to a party. Wouldn't that be great? I love going to the post office. Like all the people that you see. The lady at the counter always has a smile for me. I love going to the post office. I like checking the mailbox. Daddy holds me up and I get to turn the key. I love talking to the mail clerk most any day. If we mail a package.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Users at tokenibis.org donate to the Children's Hour every week without spending a dime. You can learn more at tokenibis.org. Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Children's Hour is supported in part by New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Keep up with the Children's Hour and subscribe to our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.